Welcome to Inside Life, where life is not about the beans. I am Paul Ilesomi, and as always, today is Monday, and it's another time for an insightful episode on Inside Life. Now, for the past 6 weeks thereabout, I've been talking about powers. Power series. I tagged it power series, the power of collaboration, the power of referral. And today I'll be talking about the power of spoken words. Now, you must have heard this time and time again that there is power in your tongue. The power here is a back end of words that have been spoken. And truth be told, words precede action. Word precedes action, because the words you speak, they are first in form of thoughts before they are spoken. So words are first in form of thought before spoken. Now, what you think is what you say. Yes, what you think is what you say, and what you say is the action you will take. Let me repeat that again. What you think is what you say, and what you say is the action you will take. And what you think or say propels your action. So before you say those words, think about it. In the book of Judges chapter 16 verse 30, after Samson was captured by the Philistine, he uttered a prayer. He said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And that was exactly what happened. He died with the Philistines. Your words are powerful. Because if you keep uttering a particular statement, that is what you will come to experience as time goes by. It will eventually play out right before your very eyes. So you have to be mindful of what you say to yourself or to people around you. As someone once said, that words don't die, because they will eventually have the impact on you or those connected to you. So be careful of the words you speak. Instead, you speak good things even when you don't see it or you don't feel like it. Speak good things, because it is better for you to speak positively even when you don't feel like it than to speak negatively. Because what will eventually happen on the long run is that one of them, either positive or negative, will eventually have effect on you or what you do. Let me repeat that again. If you speak positively or negatively, one of them will eventually have an effect of you. So why not rather speak positively, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't see it? It is better to speak positively than to speak negatively. All right, that will be all on today's episode on Inside Life, where life is not a part of me. I am Paul Ilesomi, and see you next week, Monday. Remember, your words are powerful. Use them rightly. Bye for now. God bless you.